Antagonism against Christians continues to creep into Pakistan. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News, and today we're looking at what it takes to tackle a contagious fear. We'll talk to a few ministry leaders about the concerns and the prayer needs. And when does what you're wearing actually lead to a discussion about faith? Well, that story's coming today, too. These are the Great Commission stories developing behind the headlines. You may know Pakistan as a country that is extremely hostile to the gospel. Bruce Allen with Forgotten Missionaries International recently visited Pakistan and witnessed a young Muslim background couple getting baptized as Christians. Allen says that's a pretty big deal.
In Pakistan, it is so against the law there that those who leave the Muslim faith and get baptized as Christians are subject to the death penalty.
Just a few days after Allen returned home, he got an email. The recently baptized young man had been attacked while working construction on a two-story home.
He was sharing his new faith with these family members. They rushed on him and started to beat him. They picked him up and threw him off the building. Providentially, he only broke a couple bones in his arm. He was able to run and escape, get his wife and children fleeing for their lives.
The Pakistani couple and their kids are now at a safe house with FMI ministry partners.
The shepherds for the safe houses are really quite adept at dealing with these situations, but you can pray for the provision of resources for them. They have to keep medical supplies, groceries, you know, pay the utilities, things like that. So pray for God's provision.
Would you pray for the continued boldness of Pakistani's believers? And though the mistake has been made time and again, true evangelism is about making disciples, not converts. Greg Kelly of World Mission says this is obvious in countries where it's not safe to be a Christian.
Being a convert in the 1040 window, you won't survive. It's the most hostile, spiritually speaking, areas in the world. And if you just kind of have a teaspoonful of Jesus, so to speak, you won't survive because of the hostilities. We need to be committed to make disciples.
World Mission recognizes the need for training from other believers. In countries like Nepal and Senegal, they've built training centers.
The Shiloh Training Center really represents a location where pastors from these closed areas can come and receive training from nationals who are mature in their own walk with the Lord.
And this connection is so important because in these countries, your neighbors are not Christians and there are no schools for ministry.
Nepal represents about 28 million people and over 80% of them are Hindu, and virtually 9 out of 10 people have never heard the gospel.
So here's what we can do. Let's pray for the encouragement and strength for believers in this part of the world as they seek to spread the gospel. And school is just around the corner, and that means fall sports will be starting up soon. But if you or your kids are looking for activewear, you need look no further than Family Christian Stores, who recently began carrying a new brand. Family Christian's Jennifer Makowski explains.
Active Faith is definitely a premier sports and athletic apparel line. It's a premium sports apparel company, and it features Christian-inspired designs and messaging. So all of the apparel, there are T-shirts, there are sweatshirts, there's sleevelesses, there's hoodies. They've even got, you know, leggings and shorts. They've got socks, and, you know, all of it sort of tags back to this tagline, which is called, In Jesus' Name I Play, and it's basically all about giving the glory on and off the court to Jesus.
The brand was founded by former NBA player Lonnie Smith. However, since Family Christian is the exclusive retail carrier of that brand, you can only find it in their stores, on the website, or at the official Active Faith online store. But for those who've already made an Active Faith purchase, these clothes are helping to jumpstart questions and conversations about faith. Want to know more? Head over to missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Do you want stories that will help you to pray for the world more effectively? Get our e-news updates for free at missionnews.org. They feature stories on current events, plus gospel connections, action points, prayer cast links, and more, all at your fingertips at missionnews.org. It's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.